Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's Rose. Rose Columbo right here for you at Columbo Chronicles on Worldwide Blog Talk Radio, heard around the world. And tonight, we will not be having a special guest because I thought we would talk about some of the issues that are, some of them are from last year and years before, but are starting and kicking off the new year that affects my life, your life, and everyone else's life around the world. And next week, we will have a special guest once again every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on the West Coast. And you can check out the time in your area and in your country. And I want to welcome everyone from the various countries around the world who tune in every Wednesday evening from the West Coast right here in the good old USA. Welcome and thank you for listening. Much appreciated. So let's get started because there's lots of things happening right here in the good old USA, but everything that happens in the USA affects everyone around the world. And so, Freedom Daily says, breaking, she's wearing an ankle monitor, so you decide. Over the last week, Hillary Clinton's longtime aide and friend, Huma Abedin, has been in the news, and for good reason. If you haven't heard, late last week, the State Department released a ton of emails discovered on Huma Abedin's estranged husband's and convicted pedophile Anthony Weiner's laptop near the end of the 2016 presidential campaign. So if you remember correctly, these are the very same emails that prompted former disgraced FBI director James Comey to reopen an investigation into Hillary Clinton's email scandal that ended up right before the November election exploding. Of course, Hillary and her buddies all claimed that these emails were nothing of importance. They did not contain classified documents, according to Hillary on television spewing that out to the world. She said it was just a ploy by conservatives to sway the election. But that appears to be far from the truth after what was spotted on her aide's, Huma Abedin's, ankle this week. Now, if you recall and have been reading the news, Hillary Clinton has only been seen wearing a boot and claiming that she broke her toe. But most people are saying you don't need a medical boot if you break your toe. Then there was John McCain spotted with a boot on one foot, and then a few days later spotted with a medical boot on the other foot. And now there's claiming that Huma Abedin is wearing an ankle GPS boot. President Trump made waves earlier this week when he tweeted that Huma Abedin should be in jail for causing her personal unsecured Yahoo email to be forwarded, which contained highly sensitive State Department emails that included passwords and government systems. According to the Daily Caller, Aberdeen, who was Clinton's top aide when she served as Secretary of State, would often forward highly sensitive government emails to her unsecured server to print out these documents, which fell prey to hackers between 2014 and 2016. And it's also been noted in the news that she was given immunity, but then it was found out that she lied to the FBI prior to them finding the 650,000 unsecured emails on her home computer. Of course, this breach of protocol would get any one of us thrown into jail behind bars, but because she is a Clinton crony, whom Aberdeen has been able to remain free, but that may be about to change. President Trump tweeted January 2nd, 2018, "Crooked Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Aberdeen, has been accused of disregarding basic security protocols. She put classified passwords into the hands of foreign agents. Remember sailors who took pictures on submarines? Well, they went to jail. Deep State Justice Department must finally act? Also on Comey and others. According to the FBI report obtained by the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch, Huma Aberdeen used a Yahoo account as her official State Department account was down, or if she needed to print an email or a document. This was back when she served as the aide to the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who also removed tens of thousands of government documents, classified and non-classified, which, according to the law books, is, as you probably know, a federal crime in the United States of America. It generally would be called a breach of national security, a breach of national security trust, and possibly investigated as espionage if it had been anyone other than Hillary Clinton. In the report, Aberdeen explained that it was difficult to print from the DOS system, so she routinely forwarded emails to her non-DOS accounts so she could more easily print them out. It wasn't known to the public until 2016 that Yahoo suffered from multiple major data breaches by a state sponsor actor, and that over 1 billion, that's with a B, over 1 billion accounts were affected between 2013 and 2015. Maybe you got a letter in the mail, as I did. In fact, I got 3 letters in the mail saying that their company's databases from three different separate companies had been breached during that time. And they were apologizing. As Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller reports, Clinton's deputy chief of staff regularly forwarded work-related emails with sensitive information to her personal Yahoo account, HumaDeenAberdeen at yahoo.com. She also had an email that was linked to Clinton's private server, Huma at ClintonEmail.com. Those are pretty easy to figure out for a hacker, I would think. She also had an email that was linked to Clinton's email as well as her official work email, AberdeenH at state.gov. Many of the emails obtained by Judicial Watch were redacted. However, Aberdeen did send emails that contained passwords to official government accounts. One email that was forwarded to Abedin's Yahoo account was sent by Clinton ally, Sid Blumenthal. The subject read, "Important, not for circulation, you only, Sid," and read, "Confidential, regarding Moscow summit," at the top of the highly redacted email. And that's just one example. Just before the bombshell report was released concerning Huma Abedin's depraved indifference to the national security of those emails, she was seen scurrying to Hillary Clinton's office in Midtown Manhattan. However, it was not Abedin herself racing towards the Clinton offices that caught the onlooker's eyes, but what was underneath Abedin's pant leg. When Huma Abedin's right pant leg was zoomed in on much closer, it appeared she was wearing an ankle monitor due to the wrinkles and shape that was photographed. Now, of course, it could be just the way she was walking, or she enjoys strapping devices to her legs when she heads off to work. But considering that the news is tightening around Huma and the rest of the treasonous scoundrels she runs around with, anything is possible. And now that many of Abedin's close relatives are behind bars for fraudulent activity, it is only a matter of time before Huma finds herself in similar accommodations. As we know, Huma Abedin's parents are longtime generational members and her family of the Muslim Brotherhood organization, and they work and are employed by the Muslim Brotherhood, and they produce articles for the Muslim Brotherhood. So it would not be very difficult for her to have shared any of those emails, classified or non-classified, 650,000 of them, with her relatives and parents. Don't know if she did, but definitely they could have been on the computer, or she could have shared them. For instance, late in December, right before the 2,800 emails were released, two of Abedin's cousins were both convicted of fraud and are facing 10 years in prison. And then right before that, another one of Huma's cousins, Irfan Aminat, was charged in Manhattan federal court in the digital case. It appears that President Trump is keeping his promise to drain the swamp. And if we are so blessed, we may see Hillary Clinton and her associates being held accountable very soon. It's been a long time since these individuals have gotten away with destroying our country and putting Americans in harm's way. It's past time, according to this article, for these traitors to finally serve the sentence they deserve. And we can only hope and pray that President Trump does it before the end of the new year, 2018. And this article was written by Liberty Bell. So that is on the horizon as I speak. And many, many other articles that we're going to talk about in just a moment. So let's take a break, and I will be back in just a moment live. So don't touch that dial.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics, from politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up. This is Colombo Chronicles Live right here for you every Wednesday with very special guests, except for this New Year Wednesday. And by the way, I hope you are having a great New Year. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful holiday, and that you will be blessed with prosperity and with peace of mind and success and mostly health and peace around the world in 2018. So from my home to your home, Happy New Year. Happy 2018. So tonight I intentionally did not invite a special guest because there are so many things happening, issues of the day happening and reoccurring, and in our country that affects the rest of the world. So I just wanted to touch on a few of these important articles. And one of them is by Conservative Daily Post. And it's just in. It's the FBI deception exposed. Congress finds written evidence of Clinton criminal acts. Boy, can you imagine spending all of your time trying to protect yourself from being charged with crime after crime after crime, scandal after scandal after scandal, people you're associated with or linked to or witnesses dying left and right, and everybody's pointing the finger at you. I mean, seriously, what a way to live. So, this particular article says, while the media is focusing all their attention on a witch hunt, looking to find anything that even sounds like collusion between Russia and the Donald Trump campaign, evidence of collusion of another sort keeps coming to light. Strangely, that evidence always comes back to one name, Clinton. Well, I wouldn't say it always comes back to one name. I would say there's several names that it comes back to. But Clinton is very popular. All the proof suggests that Hillary Clinton colluded in one way or another. She's been a very, very busy lady, and I bet for Christmas Santa found that she has been a very, very naughty girl. And she probably got a lot of coal in her stocking. Evidence has recently come to light that Hillary's State Department, as a former Secretary of State under the Obama regime, colluded with the New York Times to respond to negative press. There's evidence that the Hillary campaign colluded with Russian individuals to prepare a dossier to smear Donald Trump. And recently, even more evidence has come to light that Hillary Clinton received special treatment from the Federal Bureau of Investigations concerning her use of a private email server and the flow of classified documents through that server, which, as I stated before, she lied to the entire nation and stated there were no classified documents. First of all, it doesn't really matter if it's classified or non-classified. You cannot steal or remove without authorization, is another nice term, a document that belongs to the government or we the people. And every politician knows that. Every lawyer knows that. Most people know that. Every law enforcer knows that. For example, if you ripped a telephone out of your wall, because many people used to have telephones hanging on their walls in their businesses or their homes, and you reported that person to the police for ripping that telephone out of the wall, that person could possibly be charged with a federal crime because the telephone belongs to the federal government. Believe it or not. So, this article goes on to say, Republicans on congressional committees claim that they have found yet more evidence of contradictions and double standards concerning the investigation of Hillary's private email server. These are not just anonymous sources making claims concerning information they may not be privy to. These claims have real weight behind them. And it goes on to say that these investigators claim that they have found written evidence that the FBI believes there was sufficient evidence that Hillary Clinton broke the law. Well, when she removed those documents, the law book says she broke the law. So which law books were they reading? It also says, and when she and her top aide, Huma Abedin, sent classified information through Hillary Clinton's unsecured private email server, they broke the law. The evidence includes passages in documents written by the FBI and its employees saying that the sheer volume of documents with classified information that went through Hillary's server was proof on its own of criminality on the part of Hillary Clinton. You cannot remove government documents without authorization. You cannot conceal that information and set up your own government office with those government documents you stole in your home or other facility without authorization, nor can you destroy government property, which would be considered evidence, without authorization, especially if you are a public servant sworn to uphold the law. The congressional members found further evidence of false statements made by key witnesses in the case, but most of the witnesses that belonged to Hillary's team were granted immunity. Don't you wish you would be treated like that if you or your loved ones were ever in trouble and the FBI just said, well, you know what, I don't think you meant to do anything wrong, so we're going to give you the golden pass. That would be really nice, right? It's strange that the Federal Bureau of Investigation never pursued these witnesses, especially as Robert Mueller is currently busy assailing people like Michael Flynn for false statements made to the FBI. Congress members and investigators suggested that the witness, whose name is redacted from the documents, was the employee of a computer firm that assisted Hillary Clinton in maintaining her private email server and who made false statements concerning how the server wound up being erased after its data was subpoenaed. I believe that's the IT guy who didn't even bother to show up when he was asked to show up the first time around for questioning by congressional members. Investigators also found that the Federal Bureau of Investigations began drafting a statement exonerating Hillary Clinton of any wrongdoing well before the completion of their investigation. The statement was drafted before the FBI interviewed over a dozen witnesses and well before they received all the information from active subpoenas. Sorry, but this is rather different. Among those witnesses were Hillary Clinton herself, as well as the IT employee who deleted Hillary Clinton's emails shortly after they had been subpoenaed by Congress. Oh, and now her house, one of her homes, is on fire, not the main house, according to the news. And people are asking, what evidence is being destroyed inside that property? I guess there are a lot of people asking that question. But the investigation does not end there. During a December 21st, 2017, closed-door briefing, where they didn't have any videos or audio or any notes, I guess, or any person taking down the depositions and so forth. Law enforcement 101, isn't it? I don't know. But anyway, the investigation does not end there. During a December 21st, 2017 closed-door briefing by the current FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, McCabe confirmed that the Bureau broke with normal procedure. Hillary's powerful. I mean, seriously, she has a lot of power. I mean, when you consider that they actually admit they broke from normal procedure. Normally, in an investigation, field officers investigate possible crimes committed in their localities. And during the investigation into the Clinton's email server, however, investigation decisions and charging decisions were made by a small group of high-ranking FBI employees in Washington, D.C. Now, the allegations are that in the news of the past, Mr. Comey's wife received a donation from the Clinton Foundation, and that his brother works for the Clinton Foundation. And then there are allegations that McCabe's wife, I believe, donated tens of thousands of dollars directly to Hillary Clinton's campaign. A lot of strange things happening in this case that are, as they said, the Bureau broke with normal procedure. Normally, it is FBI field agents who decide how to investigate crimes committed local to them, and then these agents recommend or don't recommend charges to the hierarchy. In that case of Clinton's email server, the FBI hierarchy pulled a special, an FBI term for investigations completely controlled by the FBI hierarchy. Excuse me. Excuse me, I'm going to take a break.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColumboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColumboChronicles.com.
Hi, we're back on Colombo Chronicles. Have you ever swallowed and you kind of went down the wrong side of the throat? Well, that's what happened to me. So I'm going to take one more little break, and I think I'll be just fine. I guess I shouldn't be swallowing a cold drink right now in the middle of this conversation about the FBI and Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and the emails. So I will be back in just a moment. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. It is Colombo Chronicles Live, and I think I'm okay. I think I'm going to live. That was very unexpected. But anyway, the FBI refused to provide any comment on the information McCabe shared with Congress. Republicans on the committee, however, had plenty to say. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, said that this is an effort to pre-bake the cake, pre-bake the outcome, continuing on to say that Hillary Clinton obviously benefited from people taking action to ensure she wasn't held accountable. In other words, Hillary Clinton used the Clinton Foundation, it appears, to send out branches across the oceans, around the nation, in D.C., so that people were somehow linked with donations or jobs or some other way with Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation. So that is called self-protection, self-serving protection. And so it appears that what's happening with the Clinton emails under the Obama watch was that she was given selective prosecution, selective non-prosecution, in my opinion. Indeed, Representative Gaetz seems to be on the money with his interpretation of events. Former FBI Director James Comey admitted that he himself made the decision to not seek criminal charges against Hillary Clinton. Further, he says he made the decision without any input from the Department of Justice, another departure from normal procedures. Who gets all this special treatment? The Clintons, the Obamas, and their close team, apparently. Comey justifies this decision by claiming that he feared any involvement from the Department of Justice might taint the findings. Thanks to the impromptu meeting between Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton during the closing days of the investigation. Now, any attorney, judge, law enforcer, congressional member, who are a majority of lawyers, know that it is unethical, inappropriate, and a conflict of interest for a witness or a potential witness or a spouse who's being of another spouse who's being investigated, or for a federal crime, should never meet with the people in the federal government who are investigating their spouse or them or their foundation or business or whatever. So that was highly unethical and a huge conflict of interest that cast a huge shadow of doubt on the Department of Justice and especially on Comey and Loretta Lynch. But in fact, Comey can say anything he wants. He laid out all the evidence, and the world thought he was going to say that he was recommended indictment.
90 seconds.
But, in fact, the opposite occurred, and he did not recommend charges be filed based on not gross negligence, but based on extreme carelessness. And Loretta Lynch held the ball, though, because it was up to Loretta Lynch to make the final decision. She could have rejected all of Comey's findings and still have decided to turn it over to a special counsel for investigation and for indictment. But she did not. So the whole investigation seems to have been designed to ensure Hillary Clinton did not get charged for her mishandling of classified information. And the Democrats have been making excuses for her ever since. Most interesting of all, however, is the false standard the FBI Department of Justice held to concerning and charging Hillary Clinton. Charging an individual with crimes committed to reckless handling of classified information does not require malice, aforethought, or intent of any kind. It only requires evidence, which Comey laid out very clearly that any layperson could even understand, including any prosecutor, even the lowest prosecutor, a prosecutor on the lowest totem pole could have prosecuted that case very easily, maybe even a layperson in pro per. But unfortunately, on that note, we have to close the show, but you can read all of that on Conservative Daily Post and more, in fact. Time flies when you're having fun. And I was having a little bit of fun with this because it's so outrageous and so unfair to the American people that they have set up a two-tier justice system. And in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, award-winning five-star review, I stated there was a three-tier justice system, one for the rich, one for the middle class, and one for the poor. But the Department of Justice proved me incorrect because they eliminated the three-tier justice system and turned it into a two-tier justice system. But then that still confirms that there is not equal justice for all. Also in my book, Chapter 10, they also have proven through the Clinton investigation of the email cases and other scandals and the Obama scandals that Chapter 10 reads, justice for some, S-U-M with a dollar sign, and justice for some, S-O-M-E. Remember, there is no justice. There is very little justice. And people are seeking justice, but justice is an illusion. And Americans are set up for the disillusionment. And this is a huge disillusionment, a huge shadow cast upon the Department of Justice, a stain upon the Department of Justice and the FBI and the USAG. And God is watching, and God is going to intervene, and he's going to cause the American people to demand justice. and restore the rule of law, the U.S. Constitution, sovereignty, legal immigration, legal citizenship, legal deportation of illegals and fake Christian refugees who have come here to harm us and to drain our entitlement programs and to steal our country without dropping a bomb. And we have governors like Jerry Brown and others around the country who are setting up sanctuary cities and turning California into a sanctuary state, which is a violation of his sworn oath to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the Constitution of the United States and to protect the safety and welfare of the American people, which he has failed to do. He is more concerned about protecting the safety and welfare, in my opinion, of the illegals and the fake Christian refugees who he's forcing Americans to pick up the tab for their living expenses, their health care, and creating a nation, a state of illegal immigrants and handing them over driver's licenses and giving them a pass on violating federal law, which is harboring illegals. And when you violate a federal law, you are a federal criminal. So how they're bypassing all of that is way beyond me. But you can read the ICE director's article. Well, it's not his article, but it's about him. ICE director sends Jerry Brown terrifying warning about what's coming to the sanctuary state of California. And be sure to go on my wall and read that article. It will at least give you an uplifting feeling that there's help coming to the American people from the federal government. And God bless President Trump, and God bless all of the law enforcers who are loyal Americans, who are fighting and helping Americans fight back to restore our nation of legal citizens. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of natural-born Americans who, like myself and you, who are native to this soil and owns this land. And we are being abused. Our taxes are being abused. We are not responsible for the world's poor. We already give to the world. We are not responsible for them to pour in millions of their poor and make us poor as well. So, on that note, I have to say goodnight, and I have to say God bless you. Sorry I got a little tickle in my throat there, but it did happen. So, next Wednesday we will, again, have a special guest on authors and experts, and they're always very prominent guests from around the world, so you don't want to miss any of these topics. And you can always come back and listen at www.blogtalkradiochronicles for archived shows. Just scroll on down, and you can give a listen to any of the special guests. God bless you. Good night. Stay healthy. Stay happy. And remember, injustices can happen to you, and injustices can happen to me. But together, we can fight back, and we can make a positive decision. Remember that you are never alone when you listen to Columbo Chronicles Live.
Rose Columbo is signing off and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.